Welcome back to the Learn English podcast, the podcast teaching English in context so you can learn naturally. My name is Dr. C, and if this is your first time watching or listening to this podcast, you might not know that I am an English teacher. I teach English online to students who are learning it as a second language. One of the complaints I hear from my students is sometimes they feel like they have very limited vocabulary. They want to be able to explain different situations with more nuance, as we would say, which means more finely, more detail, using words that are better able to describe whatever situation they are in. That's what I want to focus on today. I want to focus on building your vocabulary and giving you some words to help you describe being ignored. Have you ever been ignored? Has someone not given you their attention? These different words and phrases that we're going to discuss today are all synonyms of ignoring, but they might have subtle context clues. They might be slightly different, and you would use them in different scenarios. But don't worry, we're going to go over those scenarios. We're going to tell you how you can use these in your vocabulary, in your day-to-day conversations. So follow along, give me your full attention, and let's get started. Now, before we begin going over all of the different words and phrases for today, I want to remind you to check out the description of this podcast episode and our previous podcast episodes. I make a vocabulary list of the words and phrases that I use during the episode so you can refer to them and start using them in your own conversations. It's a great resource for you to help you build your vocabulary and start learning those new vocab terms that are so important when you're trying to reach fluency in English. Now let's begin and let's just talk about ignoring in general. Of course, a safe word that you can use, one that you can use in a lot of different contexts, is just the word ignore or ignoring. If you're talking about either not wanting to talk to someone or not paying attention to someone, or someone not wanting to talk to you or not paying attention to you. Ignoring means that you aren't engaging with the person, you're not really looking at the person, you're not listening to what they have to say, and it's considered to be rude. You don't want to be ignored, you don't want to ignore other people. You want to be able to communicate with people, to engage with people. So, ignoring or being ignored is usually considered to be a rude thing. Again, ignore is one of those words that you can use in multiple contexts. It's a good way of just describing that someone is deliberately ignoring or not paying attention to something. For example, let's say that your phone is ringing and you see the name pop up on the screen. You know who's calling you and you don't want to talk to them. That would be ignoring their phone call. Or if someone tells you something and you don't want to listen, you don't want to pay attention to them, you don't think what they're saying is important, you can just kind of stop listening to them, and that would be ignoring them. An example sentence here is, she got mad when I ignored her messages and didn't respond. Now, as I said, ignore can be used in a lot of contexts, and it's one of those words. If you have a limited vocabulary, it's a safe word. You can use it a lot of the time. It applies to many different situations, but there's other words and phrases that you can use instead if you're trying to be more precise with your language, if you're trying to better describe the situation that you are in. So I'm going to go over 10 other ways that you can say that someone is ignoring you or not paying attention to you and talk about the subtle differences when you would use one versus the other. Let's start with the first one, which I think is the most formal, and that is disregard. Disregard is a term that you don't hear very often in conversation. Yes, people say it, but more likely you're going to use this in a work context or in a slightly more formal context. You see this in emails, I think, the most often, or at least for me personally. I see this in work emails or in more official documents. I don't tend to say disregard that often, but again, in a formal context. So let's talk about this word. Disregard means to not pay attention to something or not treat it with importance. When I see this in work emails, is usually when people are asking other people to ignore something that was sent out earlier. Let's talk about this for example. Let's say that you have a work meeting at 9 o'clock in the morning, and there is an email sent out to everyone at the company saying the meeting is at 9. You might get a follow-up email from a boss that says, disregard the previous email. The meeting has been moved to 10 o'clock. That disregard means don't pay attention to that first email. Ignore that first email. Now, they could just say ignore, but again, disregard just has a little bit more formality to it. And it's just one of those words that tends to be used more often in a work context besides the word ignore. Yes, they could say ignore my previous email, the meeting has been moved to 10, but disregard my previous email just sounds so much more formal, has a little bit more weight behind it, as we would say. You might also hear this if people get in trouble at work when the boss is writing the person up, as we would say, when they're making a note about the person's behavior. For example, the boss might write that a person has disregarded the safety protocol. That means someone has ignored the safety protocol that's in place. They've been acting in an unsafe manner. They've been doing something that could put them at risk or others at risk. Again, you could just say they were ignoring the safety protocol, that they weren't paying attention to the rules, but disregard has a little bit more formal tone to it. So you might see that someone disregarded the safety protocols or disregarded the previous warnings. They disregarded the dress code rules. All of those are ways of saying that someone was not acting in the way that they should have been. They knew how they were supposed to be acting, but they were ignoring those rules and doing whatever they wanted. Another word that means ignore and is slightly more formal, like disregard, is dismissive or dismissing. Dismiss or to dismiss something has a similar meaning to disregard. It means to ignore something, to treat it as it's not important, to treat it as it's unimportant. Now, dismissive is usually used when someone is talking to someone face to face, not always, but that is usually the context where people say that they are being dismissed or someone is dismissing them. For example, let's say that you go and ask your boss a question that you think is important, you need the answer to it, and they just kind of wave their hand and tell you to get out of their office. That's rude. You don't want that to happen. But that action of them waving you off, of moving their hand and telling you to leave, that your question's not important, that would be them being dismissive or dismissing you. They dismissed my concerns is a way that you could say that. Again, you could say that they ignored your question or they refused to answer, but dismissive again has that little more formal tone. An example sentence here would be to say that my doctor dismissed my concerns. What this means is that you went to the doctor, you told them that you were worried about your health in some way, and they treated it like it was unimportant. They told you not to worry about it, it wasn't a big deal, and they didn't really give you any advice or help you with your concerns. They didn't treat it as being very important, and so you could say that they dismissed your concerns, that they were dismissing what you were saying. A phrase that is very, very similar to dismissive, but a lot more casual is brush off. To brush something off means to not really pay attention to it, to think it's unimportant and just ignore whatever it is. For example, let's say that I'm talking to a friend and they're not paying attention to me, they're kind of ignoring the things I'm telling them. I would say that they brushed me off. If they were talking to their mother and their mother was telling them to go clean their room, for example, and they didn't want to, and they pretended like they didn't hear their mother talking to them, I would say they brushed their mother off. Again, that means they ignored, they didn't care what the person had to say, that it was unimportant. Now, brush off usually is when you're trying to get someone to do something or you're trying to tell something, some piece of information that's important to them, like warning them about something that's happening or telling them to do something or asking them to do something. An example here is I asked my husband to take the groceries out of the car, but he brushed me off. That means that you asked your husband to get the groceries from the car and bring them inside, and he didn't want to do it. He didn't pay attention to you, pretended like he didn't hear you, so he brushed you off and didn't do it. This could also be, like I said, with a warning. Let's say that there's a fire in your community and the officials tell you to evacuate your house. If you don't and you stay inside your house, you would say that you brushed off their warnings, or someone would say, you brushed off the warning to evacuate. You brushed the warning off. That means that you didn't evacuate and you didn't listen to that piece of information. Again, when we're talking about ignoring, it could be more general. It could be any kind of situation, but brushed off is really usually used when you're trying to give advice to someone, when you're asking them to do something, or you're trying to warn them about something. Our next phrase is not paying attention to something. What this means is that there is some event, there's some information, there's someone in front of you, and you're not really listening, you're not paying attention. This could be when someone is talking to you and maybe you're kind of bored or you don't think what they're saying is important, so you're not really listening to them. For example, I teach high school. I've talked about this in previous episodes, and sometimes I will tell my students to get out their book and turn to a certain page. And there's always that student who a few minutes later goes, "Wait, what book? What page? What are we doing?" That student was not paying attention. Not paying attention doesn't always have to be rude. It doesn't have to mean that the person was purposefully ignoring you, as we would say, that they were doing it on purpose, that they were trying to be rude to you and ignore you. It just means that they weren't paying attention. Maybe they were looking at their cell phone, they were playing video games on their computer, they were just thinking about something else, but they weren't really listening to you. An example sentence here would be, my son wasn't paying attention to me because he was just playing video games on his phone. Again, doesn't mean that the son was necessarily trying to be rude, but his attention was somewhere else. He wasn't listening. You can also hear the phrase, don't pay attention, which is advice that you would give to someone when you're telling them to ignore something. For example, if there's an athlete or if there's a celebrity, usually there's some news articles or people on social media that will occasionally say something that's not very nice, right? Sometimes they get criticized. And if you're trying to tell someone not to worry about the criticisms, don't pay attention to them means like just ignore them. You can tell someone, don't pay attention to people on social media. They don't know what they're talking about. Or don't pay attention to what they said. They're just being mean. That means you're telling the person to ignore the comments that are around them, the things that they're reading, or the things that are being said, and to really focus on something else. A similar phrase to not paying attention is tuning out. Tuning out is when you stop paying attention to something. Maybe you are listening to someone, but they're talking and they're talking and they won't stop talking, and you just get bored and you start thinking of something else. That means that you are tuning them out. Like I said, I teach high school, and I know sometimes, sadly, my students do tune out during lectures. I'll lecture on some topic, and I know they're not paying attention all of the time. Sometimes they start thinking of other things and they are tuning out. Hopefully, you are not tuning me out right now. Hopefully, you're paying attention. But if you were thinking of something else, that's a way we could describe it. Now, with tuning out, again, that means that you were paying attention at the beginning, but at some point you lost interest, or maybe you got mad and you started tuning out the person or thing, which means you started ignoring and not paying attention. It does not mean that you are trying to be rude. Sometimes you are. Sometimes you get mad at someone and you don't want to listen to them. You want to ignore them and you start tuning them out. But sometimes, like I said, maybe your mind just wanders. Maybe the person's story is just too long and too boring and they just kind of lose your interest. That means that you start tuning them out. So, tuning them out could be actively trying to dismiss someone, trying to ignore them and maybe not care what they have to say, be a little bit rude. Or sometimes it just happens because you're bored and your mind wanders off to other things. I hope you learned a little bit from this episode. I hope you learned some new words and phrases that you can use to expand your vocabulary. I also hope you learned the difference between some of these words and phrases. All of them are talking about ignoring someone, not paying attention, treating someone like they're insignificant, but they all have slightly different meanings and they're used in different contexts. Reminder to check out the description of this episode for the vocabulary list. Take these words and phrases, put them in whatever system you are using to learn vocabulary, and start using them in conversation yourself. Increasing your vocabulary will help you when you are communicating with native speakers and will help you reach fluency in English. If this podcast is helping you learn English, if you're enjoying these episodes, please consider leaving us a rating on whatever platform you are using to listen to this podcast on. Also, recommend us to a friend or family member. Tell someone who is learning English about this podcast and how it can help them on their English journey. I would appreciate any support that you could give us and help us grow our audience. Reminder that you can follow us on social media at Learn English Pod. The website is learnenglishpod.com. And like and subscribe so you don't miss our next episode when it comes out next week. Until then, keep learning English.
Thank you.